This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws, and it has provisions to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to a debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities and building foundations for research and development and manufacturing, among others. The Home Minister said India has a long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants, and it has been a sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity. The parliamentary approval for the Union Budget 2025-26 was completed yesterday, with the Rajya Sabha returning the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025 to the Lok Sabha after discussion. With this, the budgetary exercise for 2025-26 has been completed. The Lok Sabha cleared the Finance Bill 2025 on Tuesday. The Finance Bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in the House on the Finance Bill 2025 and the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2025, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the purpose of the Finance Bill 2025 is to bring tax certainty, promote ease of business and honour the Indian taxpayers. She said the new income tax slabs have brought in simplification. Ms. Sitharaman said the finance bill proposes to remove certain custom tariffs rates for industrial goods. She said many Indian exports will become more competitive. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative-run ride-hailing service modelled after Uber and Ola. The Cooperation Minister was speaking during a debate in the Lok Sabha. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in a few months a very large cooperative taxi service will be started, in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaw and four-wheelers will be possible, and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence has signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the NAG missile system NAMIS, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The ministry in a statement said the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance indigenization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. It said these projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. The contracts under the Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. In Pakistan's Balochistan, suspected insurgents shot and killed six people from Punjab province after forcing them off a passenger bus in Gwadar district. Senior Superintendent of Police Hafiz Baloch said the attack occurred late last night when armed men stopped a Karachi-bound bus near the Kalmath area on the Ormara Highway. The attackers also kidnapped three others. No group has claimed responsibility, but ethnic Baloch militants have previously targeted people from Punjab. In the Indian Premier League IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. Chasing a victory target of 191 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Lucknow Super Giants scored 193 for 5 in just 16.1 overs. For Lucknow Super Giants, Nicholas Puran was the highest run scorer with 70 runs, followed by Mitchell Marsh, who contributed 52 runs. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Pat Cummins took 2 wickets. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 119 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.